Good morning. It is the 7th of January, 2019, and today I have the Page of Wands, the Seven of Coins, and the Three of Swords. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Here's the thing about this weird trio. The only thing real and tangible here, as in the coffee in the pot and the money in the bank, is the card in the present position. The dedicated, committed, and ever-persevering Seven of Coins, Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn. The others are our challenges. A human leans on a hoe, taking a break from tending a crop. His or her skin is brown from working in the sun. It's taken a long time to raise, establish, and finally harvest this healthy-looking green crop hung with seven ripe, shiny gold coins. What should he or she do now? Sell up or invest more time in seasons where they are? The young Page of Wands, Sagittarius, Leo, and Aries, is a real spark plug. Fearless, passionate, and madly creative, this page does not care what anyone thinks. He says, goes, does, and wears whatever he wants, and on the Morgan Greer card, he has fabulous hair. The human on the seven is looking back at the young page as if reflecting on his own youth. He may have been tending that field for many years to reap this not spectacular but quite profitable and respectable harvest, possibly and probably the best years of his life, or at least that's how he or she feels. The tall, strong staff wielded by the young page became the tool of the trade on the next card, the seven, the hoe used to cultivate his sustenance. "I'm going to learn how to use this better than anyone," he remembers saying. There is a decision to be made here, and it's going to be a painful one. No wonder he's procrastinating. The ominous, dark, and stormy Three of Swords, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius, shows a heart pierced with three swords emanating a soft glow. The heart is wounded, and bright red blood drips dramatically down one of the sharp blades. Against a dark sky black with clouds, the heart, stabbed through with the three swords, is still bright red. This card is often referred to as the artist card, full of grief and angst. You'll live. You'll not only live, you have some nice coin there. Our pain is very real to us, but look around. We don't see people's hearts bleeding through their shirts, but you can bet they are. This could be reconsidering an invitation or offer from someone younger, but you're not jumping at it. This may require a lot of changes, possibly even physically, and it will hurt his or her heart whether they do or don't. Maybe he finally cashed in, only to see his beautiful fields plowed under for the new mall. He needs to think about it. He doesn't want to have a damn heart attack out there in the field. I almost made it. It's a painful decision either way. The curse of the last paragraph. Have a good one, you guys. Bye.